Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Brannon.
Here.
Senator Diaz.
Here.
Senator Pasadoma.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Okay. This is a confirmation hearing for appointments. If you will refer to your information, we have tab 1 through 6. Senator Rodriguez, okay. Okay, unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we'll take one vote on all appointees listed under tabs 1 through 5. Tab number 6, Mr. Ryan Petty, appointed to the State Board of Education, will be taken up separately. If you'll please guide your attention, we're going to take a vote on those first 5. Are there any appearance forms? Okay. Is there any debate? Is there a motion to recommend confirmation of tabs 1 through 5? So moved by Senator Brannon. Is there any objection? Without objection. Well, we will do a roll call. Roll call on tabs 1 through 5. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Diaz.
Yes.
Senator Pasadoma.
Yes.
Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Stargell.
Yes.
Senator Brannon.
Yes.
Chair Baxley.
Yes.
Favorable.
Okay, by your vote, those are referred for confirmation. Senators will now move to tab 6. We have Mr. Ryan B. Petty appointed to the State Board of Education. Mr. Petty, would you please come forward to the podium? Okay, and if you'll please raise your right hand, I'll swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Hit that little button on the microphone so we can hear you. And repeat, I do.
I do.
Very good. All right. Thank you for coming this morning. And would you please give us a short address as to your thoughts and your presence? And we appreciate you being here regarding this appointment to the State Board of Education. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senators, it's an honor to be here today. I'm here because of a tragedy, a journey over the last 2 years of trying to honor the memory of those we lost at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, a journey where I have worked in every way I can to try to make our schools here in Florida better for all students. I think we've done great work as a commission, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission. Thank the legislature for enacting that bill shortly after the tragedy and giving us an opportunity to work on that. I am here today. I'm honored to be called by the governor to serve as a member of the State Board of Education. I look forward to continuing to serve all of the children in the state of Florida and making sure that we have the best school system in the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the hard work you've done to bring some meaning and purpose to, I know, what was great personal tragedy for you as well as for all of us to confront the reality of the violence of our culture and the time that we're in, and what can we do to assure the safety of all of Florida's children who are our most precious assets. So thank you for enjoying that and taking something that's very difficult and painful and doing everything that I see you do to try to make that an experience that can be meaningful and bring meaning to the lives of those that went so tragically before us.
Thank you.
You look for your children to live on and carry your legacy. legacy. And this can be a very sobering time. And thank you for engaging since that time. Okay, are there any questions for Mr. Petty? You're recognized, Senator Breen.
Thank you. Echoing everything that the chair just said, thank you for your activism, and thank you for putting yourself out there for service. I really only have one question. I think we've talked a little bit about it, and we kind of know where we are. You ran for school board in Broward County. Were you successful in that bid?
You're recognized to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was not.
Do you have a follow-up question? All right. Go ahead, Senator Powell. You're recognized for a question of Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, Mr. Petty, I do appreciate you having the opportunity to speak with me on the phone a couple of weeks ago. And once again, to echo the sentiments of the chair, we thank you for putting yourself out here for the opportunity to serve. You and I discussed things on the phone, and one of the things that we discussed was some comments that had appeared online. One of my questions to you was regarding one of the comments related to public schools. And my question is, since that time, how have you changed, or what have you learned, if you have changed, or what have you learned that will make you a better servant of the public moving forward?
Okay. Mr. Petty, you're recognized to respond to the question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We did have a conversation. Senator, thank you for taking the time with me to have that conversation. I look forward to an opportunity to serve all children, all students, all teachers in the state of Florida. Certainly, as we go through life, we learn things. We learn and we grow. Challenges are put in front of us, and we have an opportunity to respond. And I hope that in light of the tragedy that my family experienced and the 16 other families, that the choices I'm making to serve, the choices I'm making to try to improve the opportunities and the safety for all students in Florida represent who I am as a person and what I believe, what I have always stood for and what I always believe.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Okay. Are there any appearance forms? Okay, seeing no appearance forms, is there any debate?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
You recognize the debate.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So here's why I asked the one question that I asked. One of the things that's come out of, unfortunately, out of the tragedy at Marjory Stoneman Douglas has been, on some issues, a bitter partisanness. And it's never been more clear than when we're up here on a few issues. The first was the putting guns in the hands of teachers. It became an argument about whether you believe in the Second Amendment or you don't, and therefore it got put into the Marjory Stoneman Douglas bill. That to me is unfortunate. Unfortunate that such a tragedy like this brings up such partisan bickering. The second thing that became very obviously was partisan was our the removal of the sheriff, and was it his fault, and did he have any role? What was his role, and did we have the right to do it? And now, as we head forward, there are other issues that, again, become these age-old partisan issues. One of the reasons these things have become partisan is because Broward County is one of our most Democratic counties in the state. But yet our state is not run by Democrats. So every now and then, these issues that don't arise in Broward elections or don't bear out fruits in Broward policy, because Broward does not think like Tallahassee thinks, we just go up here and do it. I personally don't agree with that type of policy. I believe that the government closest to the people is the government that knows the best. Now, some would say, as a political science major, that might not be the thing that happens with my party or with the with my traditional Democratic thought process, but I do. The people of Broward made a decision, and they made a decision not to elect Mr. Petty. We could get into the who, what, why, or why that happened, whether it was about the comments or whether it was because of the area, but he didn't get elected to represent them, to take care of the kids and monitor what goes on with the schools there. But yet here we are in Tallahassee, putting him in charge, putting him on the board that is in charge of all of our educational policy. So I feel like this is, again, along the lines of us saying that, well, because of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, we take the opportunity to override what the people of Broward wanted. And I think that, you know, Mr. Petty is not a bad man. His activism has shown that, you know, he is probably not the same person that put those comments online. And even in the groups of the parents that have been rather active and vocal, he has been what I would say is one of the more reasonable parents that me and him have debated on public radio before. We had a very civil and I thought good debate. But, you know, I think that if something didn't happen there, then why would we come and do it here? So for me, for that reason, I can't support putting Mr. Petty on the Board of Education.
Okay, any other debate? You recognize Senator Stargell in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Petty, for putting yourself out here. Many of us come into this process, me personally, for reasons of things that have happened to us personally. You've seen something that's happened and you want to make a change, you want to make a difference. And everybody has their various different ways of wanting to make that difference. And we've seen that amongst many parents, passed a bill called Alyssa's Law, because that was the path that they took to really try to make a difference. I think what we want from our board members and what we want from any of our board members are people who are on that board because they care about that policy, and they want to make a difference, and they want to make the world a better place. So many of our boards seem to be set up by politics on who you knew and who was your friend or someone who maybe was influential in the community. And they're on so many boards and oftentimes don't have the dedication. I'm not speaking to any of our members of our current Board of Education. I'm just saying that's frequently the situation with board membership as a whole. I think it's admirable that you're trying to take your efforts and to try to make a difference. I think it's admirable that you ran for election in the community to try to make that difference. And as a senator just said, that's a very Democratic area, and unfortunately, you were not elected. But I think that your wisdom and experiences, unfortunately, experiences that none of us would have wished to have had, are going to make you a better board member and make you actually care about what the policies are and see how they affect children. As has been stated, you are very reasonable. And I think you will find, as I have found my term in this process, you come in ready to charge the hill. And as you work through the process, you start hearing more sides. You start hearing more differences. You start seeing how you need to work with people to make the policies better so that they are best for the state of Florida. The very fact that you've shown that reasonableness makes me, again, think that you'll be a good board member. So I'm looking forward to supporting you on this board. And thank you for putting yourself out there in a way that you didn't anticipate probably doing to hopefully make a difference for children in the state of Florida.
Anybody else in debate? You recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Diaz, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Petty, for putting yourself up for this service. And I've had the opportunity to have many conversations with you. And I know through those conversations that while you have been focused and you have really put your stopped your life to make it your mission to make our schools safer, I know in having deeper conversations with you, I know you care about our education system as a whole and not just school safety. And I think that you bring a valuable perspective, not just from your personal experience with that tragic incident, but also because of your background as a business person and a community member. And I know that you have the best interests of our children at heart. And so I will support you today because I believe that you will bring that to the state board and bring a different perspective. Thank you.
Anyone else in debate? Seeing no more debate, here's a motion. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
So moved.
Okay. Senator Pastelmo moves to recommend confirmation of Mr. Ryan Petty to the State Board of Education under tab 6. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Diaz?
Yes.
Senator Pastelmo?
Yes.
Senator Powell? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
No.
Chair Baxley?
Yes.
Favorable.
By your vote, the confirmation of Mr. Ryan Petty to the State Board of Education on tab 6 is recommended favorably. Does any senator wish to record any other vote? That I think everybody here was present for everything. Okay. All right. Any other business before the committee? I will take a moment just to say thank you for your service. It's been a great ride. You're a great committee. Very good committee to work with. Every member has been very thoughtful and considerate in how we conducted. We did a lot for, I think, for the future of Florida. Looked at a lot of confirmations, and definitely we've done some good work on, I think, making it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Florida, and trying to make it work for the people on the front line. The supervisors did a lot last session. So this probably is our last meeting, and I just wanted to take a moment just to thank all of you for what you've contributed to this discussion and to the decisions made here.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. You recognize Senator Brain.
Thank you. If this should be our last meeting, this will be my last meeting, and I've served on this committee for 10 sessions now, and it's been a committee that you're not going to one of those high fundraising committees. But I also think this is one of those committees that really truly affects our democracy and the way we live and the way this whole process works, which is why I've always asked to be on this committee, no matter what happens. And I want to thank the staff and all that they've done to help us get to that point and help us do the things that are needed. And I want to thank my colleagues for allowing me to serve on this committee with them, and you, Mr. Chair, for your 2 years as being the leader of this committee.
Thank you very much. Well, that was very kind and a very appropriate. You should have the final word, and so Senator Brannon moves we adjourn. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, we're adjourned. Thank you.